Turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 6, verse 35. Hear this word from the Holy Scriptures. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. As I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.' They said, 'Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?' Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." And the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. You have heard it said many times, I'm sure, in one form, fashion, or another, especially in our more health-conscious society, that you are what you eat. Well, this is true, and others can see the results of this statement, that you are what you eat. Dr. Andy White, our family doctor and a very good friend, and I had conversations a few weeks back. And knowing me the way he does, he could tell that my diet and my exercise program were just not quite where they should be. He recommended that some changes take place. Then after my blood work came back from the lab and my cholesterol was a little high, he knew for sure that I was not doing what he recommended. And I couldn't tell him anything otherwise. He had the proof, he had the evidence right there in front of him in the form of my physical appearance and those two sheets of paper he kept showing me, my lab work. You are, in fact, what you eat. As with our bodies, so it is in similar forms, Christianity. The actions of your life can bear witness to what you take in. what you internalize. The way you talk, the jokes you tell, the words you use, your language say a lot about you. The friends you keep reveal something of your character. The material you watch on television or the books you choose to read will give an idea of the habits and tendencies and things you enjoy. You've also heard it said, garbage in, garbage out. Or, good in, good out. Just as Dr. White could see the evidence of my holiday eating habits, so it is with those who do or do not take in the Christian teachings. The evidence can be more than clear. Here in the sixth chapter of John, Jesus says something very striking. He says something that if you are not familiar with the history of Christianity, if you were to come in off the streets and never have heard a word of Jesus Christ, and John chapter 6 were the first chapter you ever read of Scripture, you may not read anything else. Because the words used here are striking, they're strange. One might even say they are barbaric in their form and fashion. Look at these verses again, 53. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Now, if that's all you ever heard about Jesus Christ, what would you think He was promoting? Cannibalism. And actually, in the first century, there were those who reported that they, the Christians, were in fact promoting cannibalism because this was the word that was heard so much around the early days of this movement, of this way of our Christian heritage. But no, it is not cannibalism, and no, he is not speaking literally. These are spiritual terms. 2 weeks ago, when we referenced this in speaking of the ultimate gift of the coming Christ child, we referred to this passage citing the assurance we have in the completed work of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is very important that we understand and receive and internalize and live out this completed work of Jesus Christ. I had a wonderful conversation with a gentleman who is facing some health circumstances, and I asked him the question, do you know, without a doubt? And after we talked a bit more, I took him to this passage. And I said, Jesus is saying that if you are in fact a believer, that if you have in fact called on the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you can know with assurance that who the Father has given, Jesus will not drive away. In this first portion of the passage I read, Jesus said, all the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Beautiful words. But it is announcing the work of God the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the work of Jesus Christ in those statements. What is Jesus asking of us? What is our part? What is He calling on you to do here? He asks us not only to believe in Him, but to depend on Him as though He were our very food. Think about that for a few moments. We will say that the human needs only three things to exist: food, water, and shelter. That's all you really need to exist. but do we say we need Jesus to exist? Because as I cited earlier in the Scriptures, it says that Jesus holds all things together in His hands. He is orchestrating the symphony that we know of as existence. And so we really should list Jesus Christ as well. In the passage we read, Jesus made reference to the Israelites eating manna in the desert and then dying. Here He is referring to the temporal food the Israelites ate as they escaped from Egypt. And as I said, it only has a temporary benefit. Well, He used that as an illustration of contrast. Here is a food that they depended on entirely, but it was for their temporal, their temporary, their that point in time need. Jesus here says that there is a nutrition that is greater than that. Here is a nutrition that is necessary for the spiritual, eternal existence. He says, you must eat of my flesh and you must drink of my blood. Again, is He speaking literally here? No. No. He is speaking of consuming the ways and the teachings of God the Father, of which He came in the form of man to bring to bear for us. And we are to do this as though we depended on the teachings for our daily existence, just as we would with food and water. In essence, this is what Jesus is saying, that there is more to Him than being a Savior. Now, please understand that comment. Jesus being a Savior is foremost for all of us to enjoy an eternal existence with Him. But one gentleman said, even in the Scriptures, if we think on Jesus only for our eternal salvation, then we are above being foolish. Jesus is saying that there is more to me than just being a Savior. There is more to our relationship with Him than the Bible knowledge we gain through our Bible studies, through our Sunday school, through preaching. There is more. We are to consume Him. And as we consume Him, we are to be transformed in our very beings. As I said at 9:15 this morning, it's very easy to be religious. It's very easy to be a perfect attender of Sunday school. It's very easy to be here in church every Sunday. It's very easy to say the things that people expect. As a preacher, I get lied to more than I ever have in my life, because there's a pattern of words people expect I want to hear. We are to consume Jesus Christ, and in that consumption be transformed. Paul said in Romans, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This means we must turn away from all the junk food that our world has to offer, and there's plenty. We are to live from the spiritual food that we gain from the Holy Word. We are to live from the spiritual food we gain from the Holy Word that the Holy Spirit makes incarnate, just like Jesus Christ, in our very lives. Here before us we have the Lord's table. We refer to it as the Lord's Supper. It portrays what Jesus Christ did for us here on earth. But it also represents two things that were accomplished in the spiritual realm. First, this table represents Jesus' death, which satisfied the righteous and just demands of God the Father. Someone had to pay for the sin of the creation. Jesus said, I would do that. The second thing is that in the death of Jesus Christ, He secured our eternal salvation. Truly a gift. Truly a blessing. And in all this, as I mentioned to the children, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. But I ask you, was He asking us only to remember? is this only to be an intellectual exercise? Sit and ponder on the great teachings of Christ. Is that all he said? Remember, is that all he's asking? No. When you couple that phrase, do this in remembrance of me, couple it with what we've just read here in the sixth chapter of John, of where God, where Jesus is asking for some very particular, drastic actions. Come and eat my flesh. Come and be a part of me. Internalize all of me and let me, my incarnation, through the Holy Spirit, come to bear in your life and get past the words we like to express. I ask folks, are you a Christian? Yeah, I go to church. Sorry, wrong answer. It's not a bad answer, but it doesn't answer the question. There's so much more. So much more. Jesus is asking us to internalize, consume, and reflect. We are to become and reveal that which we consume. We are to be transformed by the consumption. The question for us today, the question for you today, the question for me today is, what do we consume? What is the habit of our diet? What is the habit of our diet? Do we consume the treats and the distractions of the world, or do we consume the teachings of the way? And remember, we are what we eat. And the evidence is clear.